Mishnichnas of Mematim Besimcha. When Avraham brings down, what does the Pshat mean? Mishnichnas of Mematim Besimcha. Haynu she'ein smeichim klal. The halacha is in Chodesh Av, you're not allowed to be besimcha. So even the lashon of the Mishnah is Mishnichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. But the Magen Avraham learns not as Mematim Besimcha, ein smeichim klal. Sharatzir means that in Tesis and Yevomes, Einu pochis meir geiloi. It doesn't mean not to be happy at all. It's pochis meir geiloi. They say v'sher she'avoida brings down that a person has to talk less. That if a person will shmooze with other klal, when a person starts to shmooze with friends, he laughs. And then it could be taken nichshel that he'll be sameach k'er geiloi. When I was bocher, I was living in Yeshiva Sponovich. So at the end of Zman, the oil went for chizuk. So we went to Chassidish Yeshiva for the last week of the Zman. Went for chizuk. We came to Chassidish Yeshiva. It was Chodesh Av. We're learning there in the morning. And lunch. We're about to go down to the dining room to lunch. And we hear dancing, singing, Shchedesh Av. Okay, you know, we go slowly down. We come down to the dining room, and we see that the Olam is dancing. The same thing if Mishenichnas Odo Marvin Besimcha. And then one of them gets up at the table, says, Sfarim Shteit. Mishenichnas Av, Mematim Koyach HaKlipes, Besimcha. But in the Svarim Shteit, forget how you memat the Koyach of the Ra, Al Yedei Simcha. And again, everyone is dancing with the ganze Starkheit. So the Svarim Shem Zalman Erbach brings down that someone wanted to say such a pshat, and he says that you're not allowed to even mention it. ואיר הפעם שעומר צור ואיכו לפני רבינו בדרך פשיטס הרי יש שפיר שמשנכנס אוב במעדים וסצורס האו בשמחו ומוכו רבינו על כך בתקף כמה סילוף והגדלים שעומרו מאין זה ועד אני נזכר מרל על עבודס השם בתירו במיצס בשמחה קרוי ביומים האלה פקרת But you have to open his Hashem b'simcha b'yomim ha'elu. This is the Pshat, which was able to explain how the Mol, you know, some people make siyumim. Chutzlos at the camps, yeah. A lot of people fight against it. Hashem, you're not allowed to. Siyum, yes, no. Some other, you know, the places that have a b'yomim that is matir is muta, if not, it's not muta. But the Pshat was able to explain from where this mina came. Chutz nisha is gehalten to make siyumim, to try to skip the aloche. So Pshem Zalman said that the etzem, Pshem Zalman has a kasha. The aloche is a ovel is allowed to drink wine and eat basal. He's not allowed to learn. We in the 9 days were not allowed to drink basal. Not allowed to drink wine, but we're allowed to learn. 9 days. The oven is allowed to drink wine and basal. We're not nervous that he will forget that he's an oven. But learning is terrible. And Hashem can buy us, drinking wine and basal is also. But to learn, you're allowed to. That's a couple of tears. But the main theorem, Shem Zalman explained, that the Iker Chulban is Be'etzem Chisor HaNatir. Chubel was started Shivos of the Tammuz, Nishtabu Aluchois, Soraf Afasimus Satoiro, was missing Simcha Satoiro, was Simcha the Dvorim Acheirim. This one was Be'etzem Siba Sachur. So the way to fix the Chubel is not vital not to learn. It's book of account to learn. But the Tishibob is Mamish Dinavelis. But the whole 9 days, the Minhogim, So, both of the yayin, because it's avelus yeshono, we don't feel it so much, so we have to mechazik. But learning, we can't stop learning, because the ikar is the learning. The learning, this is the takana for the chum. This is the reason people made siyumim, yoyis gehalfen, nish yoyis gehalfen. But it's not the shot, it's off the track. It's meaning not the boss of AI. But to learn once, because the learning is the most important. So again, they made siyumim to show what is so important for us there. Again, Avadim has to go in the Gedorim of Aloche. But the time of the people that were against it is that it's against the Ruach of the Aloche. Well, they try to get a chetim to give fleshings every day. The Teretz is not that. The message is that it's a very bad days. Teretz has a free pass. If you make a seal, so the message to the kids is, there's one thing above everything. If you make a seal, then take it. So the Ruach of Chazal is dope. How about it? Has to fit the Fidik Dom of Chazal. I want to speak about a couple of aloches, mainly aloches. Is an issue to wear the Fidik Ramah, big day Shabbos, the whole 9 days. It's one thing to wear clean clothes, ironed, washed, if you didn't prepare them. But it's an issue to wear Shabbos clothes. Again, it has to be a real Shabbos clothes. Some people in Moshe wear a tie. Some Bochum Taken with them a tie is Mamash and Chiluf and Shabbos clothes. Some people, even working people, when he goes to the office, he takes a tie. When he goes to a meeting, he takes a tie. It's not called a Shabbos clothes. Some people like Moshe, they have a two-color shirt, jacket and pants are not the same. But they have a suit. But the suit is not a Shabbos suit. But it's a suit. Some chasnas to go to. Some occasions they will go. That's not called Shabbos clothes. Someone has a David, and he doesn't have different clothes. He's allowed to wear side the chos and side the kala. And then Shmuel Zalman said to try to find something that is not mamish or Shabbos clothes. But the most, someone gets engaged. Shmuel Zalman says side the chos and side the kala, side the parents. Chutonim, everyone is allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. Comes the Ramah and says that in Shabbos chazoing, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. And the Moker is Mordechai. And they ask the Ramah that this Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. It's one of the things that we don't keep. Shabbos brings down that Vilna, Alpide Goen, they wore Shabbos clothes, chutz from one clothes, one clothing. Chaznish was makbe like the Goen, chutz in the socks, he didn't change. Not sure if it didn't change, or maybe, you know, some people have white socks for Shabbos. I don't know exactly what the Chaznish meaning was. Yeah, I don't think it was for the people that had white socks for Shabbos. But Mekoyim, one thing he didn't change. This is one thing that is very bothers me that we stopped to keep this Ramah. First, the Ramah is the Rebbe. You have to listen to the Ramah. But if people would keep this Ramah, all of these modern minhagim that people take showers, we'll get to that, all different hutras, yeah? People will find lists of Rabbanim and it's mutter, yeah? You know, people that have lists have to go to Gehenna. You know, I can find you on everything in the world, 5 people, 100 that say mutter, and 100 say also. Yeah, it's not the way to learn. Some people do it. We'll find in a second, I explain. But it's terrible that people take showers, yeah? Could be I also take it. It's considered. I want to explain. Because I want to explain why it bothers me. If I could have, I would really bring back the aloha to wear weekday clothes on Shabbos. Because then people will chap that the matzav is serious. It's already avelus. Availing. Shetzach Shabbos, everyone wear weekday clothes. No one will feel that Erev Shabbos you could take a festive shower, yeah? But it also became that in 9 days already is no. So the Ramah said, why does Minhag change? So the Ochel Shulchan brings one reason that is not so relevant to us, and also it's not relevant to the Goel. He says that in the old days the clothing were the same. No less. And Shabbos were more expensive clothes. So you know it were cheaper clothes. So Shabbos Chazayin, so the Ramah, stick to your weekday clothes. Then he says, Kein Shreimlach. Mamish, I'm very close. So if Shabbos people will go with weekday clothes, Mamish will be zayin for Shabbos. Well, it was the same clothing, yeah. Nicer one, more expensive. newer, older. Became Schreiblach and Log, and he says, and kaftans and silk and all different kinds of Sachen. People will go a weekday. So he says, but the Meister now that a lot of those Taka have the same kind of clothes, just change the color. And no kavua, like, you know, a weekday blue, Shabbos black, then it changes, yeah? Shabbos black and weekday blue. It's, you know, you switch the switch, we go to the weekday. It's not a kavua, weekday blue, Shabbos black, yeah? It's, you're right, maybe people go gray, Shabbos is not, oh, today Shabbos is also gray, yeah. But what is the real reason? The real reason that the Rabbanim changed that, what are they going? Because that we're in a very low matzav today. If people would wear weekday clothes on Shabbos, you know what would happen? In the middle of Lechadayri, you'll hear the cell phone ringing, yeah? And this is us. People even did any mistakes, switch the light on. People will go weekday, everything will ring. People will forget. So, the minik and the zeichel the chulban, that Iker Adin, the Tisha B'Av, Shavuot Shechalbay, it's a sophos of the Rabbah, none of the poskim felt that it's right to take on such a chumre on the cheshbon of chashash of Avedis and Chil Shabbos. But it's important when people understand the heart around the halacha. So this week had to be in a matzav that in Shabbos we're wearing weekday clothes. So when a person feels, it's like an halacha is a secret, as Zalman Erbach told me. If a person just brings details and he doesn't have the neshama of the halacha, he could change kol ha'tira kula. Was you could matir the sheretz with kuf nun time. I feel I go on Shabbos chazoyim the whole time. I look at my clothes and I look at myself. Kilo, I'm wearing my weekday clothes. Try to put myself kilo, I'm the rabbo. Then I know that the ma'aseh because Shabbos first it gives me a chizuk. I have to be careful on Shabbos. But then when I want to change the shirt during the week, I say, well, second, in time of the rabbo, they almost didn't let me to do this for Shabbos. And I could change without really using it for half an hour, just drop it for a second on the floor. Could be I do that. It could be a Zatarian today. Schwitz, we change the clothes the whole time. They maybe didn't change the clothes only once a week. Could be a Stihutzi. But it gets a different ruach, the whole aloha. We'll see. And say we'll get later to taking showers. We'll get to that aloha. The Shulchan Aruch is not meant to take a shower for Shabbos. You're not doing the week. Shabbos Kodesh. He was not meant to take a shower for Shabbos Kodesh. So we're going to go lemaisa today. We wear Shabbos clothes. We have to know the aloha is we wear Shabbos clothes. And chas v'sholem for someone to try to change it because he will cause chilul Shabbos. But to understand the Yisayda Halacha. Now, when Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach and most of the poskim hold that the time you put on the Shabbos clothes is from Plaga Mincha, an hour and a half before Shabbos. War poskim take that said you don't have to wait till an hour and a half before Shabbos. You could do it already from Mincha Ketana, some said from Chatzos, and some said even earlier. But the Ikar HaLocha is taken, and in such a Shabbos, the right thing is not to get Shabbos, early. I don't know if you accept Shabbos early, but not to get dressed early a couple hours before Shabbos, just to get dressed closer to the Shabbos. If you're going away for Shabbos, it's better to get dressed after you go to the place. Again, yesh al malis moich to get dressed earlier. But the Ikar HaLocha is like an hour and a half before Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos. Shavazam and Rabbi Yashiv changed their clothes right away. He said, don't think that it's strange. How do you think? No, we never heard about it. He went once to Menachem Avos someone. He wears the Shabbos clothes till Chatzai, so after Ma'ariv he changes his clothes. Or even before the Ma'ariv and Motzei Shabbos, they changed the Avodah's clothes, right? When the Menachem Avos someone Motzei Shabbos? They go right away to put on they take off the shoes right away and they go to Avedis. They don't wait till tomorrow morning to change back to the Avedis clothes. So we're availing. So what is this, the whole night? Lemaise, some rabbonim amarti. The Katchil is what I had to do like Rav Shimon Zalman and Rav Eliashiv. But I want to explain. If you what I understood, they didn't change every piece of the ground that they were wearing. Both of them had shtreimlach. They took off the shtreim. I would say for Yeshiva Bochum to take off the tie. I don't think you have to change your pants from blue to black. If you have a better shirt, to take it off. If you have a tie that you look Shabbos-tick when you have the tie, that mostly Shabbos, you take off the tie. Some people, the bad bochum, they take it off right before Milcha, before Shalosh Shuvos. These are people that attack it on Mechavet Shabbos. Because, you know, it's like, I think Reb Nochum would say, Alimol, some bochum, like at the end of Zman, he says it's a little bit schwacher. He says, Nochum asked the kasha, why? No one has a tzad like Limoshul to smoke a cigarette like the last half an hour before Moshe Shabbos. You have like a sign? To try it half an hour before the end of Shabbos. If someone keeps Shabbos the last half an hour less from the first half an hour, it's exactly the same, right? It's the end of Shabbos. So why when it comes to the end of Zman, it's just the end of Zman. What is the difference? So Nochum explained that Shabbos, people have the Shabbos to Shabbos. Learning. So in the beginning, Gizmari has his chaskas and that. But some bochum take in Shabbos, also they shvaf on it, so they don't drive a car. But it was the tie to take off. So why do you put a tie before Shabbos? A guy that doesn't wear a tie in Mincha Shabbos, it's better he would not put on a tie also for Lechadoy. Because he's not putting it for Shabbos. Shabbos, fuck out. Shabbos, the more it goes, it becomes better. Raivin, the Raivin, you did Nefesh. No, Shabbos is the Spitz. This is Shalosh Shuvos. So if I don't know, you look, you want to see a guy, if he's stam, he gets dressed because he wants people to think that he has a nice tie, or he's doing it for Shabbos. You look, Shalosh Shuvos, you see, you know who are the 20 guys that are keeping Shabbos. The rest, no, and even if you're not holding it, change it from at least this Shabbos that you have the head of the word Shabbos clothes, at least do it from the beginning of Shabbos to the end of Shabbos. Not like these people that, you know, they think to go open it, Shalosh Shuvos is a mitzvah. We'll go back to it. No, after that. To polish your shoes, as a machlekes, if you're allowed to do it, the ma'aser will not be during the week not to polish shoes. You're allowed to do it with a baby wipe to wipe them over. It's not a problem for Shabbos. The halacha is you're allowed to polish your shoes for Shabbos. Now, as a halacha, you're not allowed to take a shower during the week. First we'll state the halacha, then the second we'll explain what happened today. The halacha is even with cold water. The only heter is ponov, yodov, v'raglov. Ponov means the face, not the hair. Yodov is a machlekes, if it's only the first part, the hand until the elbow, but not more from that. Not like some people say, yodov is still here, raglov is still here, it's ponov. So just the stomach you don't wash, yeah? I hear such people. Ponov, yodov, v'raglov. Abapalam means the face, even at the hair. Yorav is the kafayad, maybe the elbow. And the foot is the most, is still the knee. The most. So, this is the Ikar Aloch. Now, and these, you're only allowed to rinse with cold water, with tzoynet. Now, tzoynet doesn't mean freezing. You're allowed to put water to make it to be pleasant. Just not to have nice water. If you're dirty, so you're allowed to rinse yourself. Someone went to play and he's schwitzing. He's allowed to rinse himself. Well, he's allowed to rinse the whole thing. Now, I want to explain. Shmuzan Oyerbach brings down the Bnei Chutz La'aretz came to say that they're used to taking showers the whole time. So maybe you'll be matter to them. Shmuzan says like this. Nishal Rabbeinu, Eich yesh v'hoyres b'zel v'nei chutz l'oretz adorim ato b'eretz Yisrael. V'regilim l'chutz b'chol yoyim, people that take showers every day. How do you have to tell them what to do in the 9 days? So ask them Shlomo Zalman. Not a pshat, it's a new shayla that they didn't think about. They thought about, but then they asked them Shlomo Zalman. What to answer people that are used to taking a shower every day? That he didn't have a tzad, some people think twice a day, yeah? Twice and even three times a day, I heard. But then the most was once a day. The mishu begeder iste nishmam es shori berechitze. Aber bestome ein leachzikom beistenis. Ela shregilim bekach letaynuk. They're not istenis. They're used to having a lot of enjoyment. Ve'af la'regilim bekach u'margishim koishi ve'lo yerechitze ein nir le'atir only twice a week. And with soap, for sure not. So I want to explain. Before the halacha lemaisa. First what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, and then I will explain the tzedotim of the heter, the lumdus around the halacha. The reason Rav Shlomo Zalman said, the halacha is like this, if someone is dirty, he's allowed to rinse himself. If he's an istanis, he's allowed. Why? Chazal didn't ask her, rechitza stop. Rechitza's tainug was also. Rechitza she'ena shel tainug is mutter. So if you're dirty, and you want to clean yourself, it's not rechitza shel tainug. So maybe you're allowed to. From here came the psak, then you're allowed to. It's not a chitza shel tainuk. This be'etzem is the yesoid of the heter. Chazal did not aser a chitza as pora aduma, you're not allowed to rinse. They asked a chitza shel tainuk. When someone is an istanis, he can't manage without it. It's not a chitza shel tainuk. Kerem Shem Zalman said, no, they're not istanis. They're living in a very high class life. How do you know if someone is an istanis? Istanis means someone is fa'ikot, yeah? It feels gross. Yeah, you can't. It's mamish mius. Some bachim say, yeah, for me when I schwitz, I feel miustic, right? So you never play ball? I have schwitz. So why you don't start to play the ball? You feel miustic? I want to explain to you. If you play ball and you have to step on cats, on dead cats when you play ball, for sure not. You'll vomit, right? A mess. So you don't vomit. You're not music from Schwitz. No. Well, no. Music from Schwitz, you don't play ball.
No, you're going to take a shower.
You dance, you play on the dead cats, and then you go away. The Teretz is, by you, dead cat is a muse. By you, Schwitz is not a muse. You don't want to have it later. Istanis cannot stand. Istanis, he can't have fish. He sees fish, he can't, he vomits, he goes out to the other room. He sees someone takes a fly, cuts into two. He can't. It's music, even to talk about it makes him to vomit. Some people, they do it themselves, yeah? They're fakir from istanis. Anything more. There's an istanis, a piece of hair falls inside of me, a food, not into their plate. They see it in the main plate, they get up at the table, yeah? And if they see something worse than here in the plate, they find that everything they ate. He's an istanis. This is what Chazal called istanis. A person that the shvitz is disturbing him, Chazal said it's an istanis. So Shlomo Zalman, it's not music for them. Well, why they play ball? They could play, I hear some of them play for a couple of hours even. And that sometimes I heard you can't ever play, you have to sit on the side and wait. They don't run to take a shower in between, yeah? And they wait. Different rules, who waits? I'm saying, the Gantz of his Medrash. Couldn't have the whole lump as I tried. So they explained to me. But the guy plays and he's sitting and schwitzing, nefach, music. And I heard that even in the biggest games and that, the players don't go in the middle to take showers. Even the world ones. And then they have shower rooms, thus, yeah. But they never heard that in the middle of the game the guy calls back, oh, for puss, yeah? They said, if I can't, they don't not like him, they told me. So Shazam says, I want to explain again. I'm not saying the heter to take showers is giboit of them that it's not rechitza shel tainuk. But it's divided to two. The halacha says that the istanis is allowed to take a shower. That Rav Shlomo Zalman taina that he's not so sure the chutzos are called istanis. he said, could be it's weiter, not a chitzah shel tainug, because they're used to it. So the pshat is, when they don't do it, they suffer. What is the nafkimina? The mashal. I'm talking nafkimina. Mashal. The place can say the mashal. If you're very dirty, you're allowed to even use soap. Yeah? Because sometimes if you take a shower without soap, you just get more oily. Yeah? But the shaila is, what soap you take? The good shampoo with a good smell or shvacha shampoo? Shvacha shampoo. Take an Israeli shvacha shampoo. Yeah? No matter. That gishmaki feeling, that gishmaki smell that you have after you take a good, one of the names, yeah? That is also. That is Rechitza Shel Tainuk. This is called Rechitza Shel Tainuk. So, Moshe, I have a lot of kids, Baruch Hashem, I know it. So, you know, every night, all the kids knock on the door, they could take showers tonight, yeah? Someone say yes, someone say no, there's no clothing, yeah? But even the ones that I matter, I say, you have 2 minutes for a shower. I say, only 2 minutes? I say, yeah, only 2 minutes. Such a shower is no chitzah shel tainug. In and out. It's not mutar. I want to explain. It's not mutar. The halacha didn't change. I'm not coming now to be machmir, because there's a lot of svaros that the chutzlots are very disturbed. Although the shower has to be 2-3 minutes. With a shvachik kind of soap. If you need a soap. But a person understands from where it's coming. So some people say, but today people schwitz much more. First, it's because they say like there's a hole there in the sky that the sun is coming in more. First, it's not true. It closes and opens. Really, it's a lot of rise that it's not true because of this whole thing with the hole in the sky. But even if lo yitzuya sido azazach, you have to understand, today people have deodorant. They put on. No one had it in that days. Stolzach zu, what was going on? But Mehmet. So you have to understand. You're right that they were not used to taking showers like us. But they did not. You know, they didn't sit in the air conditioning room. You know what happened after 24 hours? I don't know how they made brachas. Mehmet. But now, when they had to go in Moshe to the Kaiso, they had to go back to Arnav. How do you think they went to Arnav? If they were rich on a horse, if they're regular, walk, yeah? So Shtolzach Tzu, 9 days walking back and forth to Arnav, yeah? No air conditioning when you come to this Medrash. And nothing with the spritz, yeah? Nothing. So, put all of that, you're right, we are very spoiled. But when Chazal wanted us not to take showers, they knew exactly what was going to happen. And they didn't take even Shabbos. From Rosh Chodesh Od Av till Tisha B'Av until Asiri B'Av afternoon of the Mishnah Berurah, people didn't take showers. Now we, Baruch Hashem, have a lot of clothes to change. All this change, underwear the whole time. They had 1 period, 2 periods if. And even so, Chazal said, so you're right that we are very spoiled. I just heard from Shabbos. If you weigh it, he says he's not so sure what was worse. He said if you have a pyramid that you can measure suffer, he said he thinks that they suffered more, even though they were not used to taking showers, the way that we suffer today, that we're used to taking showers, with everything else that we have. You Schwitz, you go into Bismarck, you're not a Schwitz. You don't feel comfortable, you feel sticky. They didn't have where to go to. Nowhere. Where they went, it was running after them. Again, Lemaise. It's not called a chitzas tainug, and yesh al malismoich. Someone that is very hard for him, yesh al malismoich. Yesh al malismoich. Now, if a person, so again, if a person played and he's soaking wet, for sure he could take a shower. It's dirt, doesn't take blood. If someone is dirty, he's allowed to. If someone is an American boy and he feels that he has to take a shower, so there again, first, in and out. Second of all, dear lekatchila, Shlomo Zalman said, "Skidai to do eiver eiver." When you're dirty, no, you need to do eiver. You're dirty. But the man said this was the ikar psak. But when be'etzem, it's you only have to be seimech on his head, or that it's not comfortable, etc. So he said, in and out. Again, Rishon Zalman, when he said twice a week, he meant to say, try to skip. Now, I love as long as you feel you might have another shower. Don't do like you do every day, every week. Skip a day. Skip 2 days. Now, it has to be that it's worse. It can't be that it'll be the same. This is what the answer was, the psyche of Rishon Zalman. And this. Now, about the people that don't do that, so there's and they don't take showers. Now, comes Erev Shabbos, and Mishabur says, you're allowed to do Pon of Yodav Raglo V'Roisha B'Tzine. If you're used to taking a hot shower for Shabbos, you're allowed to do Pon of Yodav Raglo V'Roisha. And again, the Mishabur himself says, only Pon of Yodav Raglo V'Roisha without soap. The Salmas Chaim says that today you're allowed to use soap. Why? Because by us, soap, L'Kovod Shabbos, is not called Tainug, it's called L'Kovod Shabbos. The same kind of lovedness that we say for the whole week for the Americans, the Samas Chaim, Chaim Zonin for the Rav Yerushalayim said that by us, the L'Kovod Shabbos, to come with here that is not clean for Shabbos, it's not Kovod Shabbos. It's not only a Chitzas Tainug, it's not Kovod Shabbos. That's the reason most of the people say that today you're allowed to take a fully shower for Shabbos, for the same reasons. Even if during the week you will not be same as the Americans to take a shower, but for Shabbos you're allowed to for sure, because that svara that we're saying now, that if you don't do it, it's not tainug, it's just to clean yourself, the covered Shabbos is mechayev to do it. Again, some people do the covered Shabbos, but they do Eivah, they don't go into the shower completely, they do one part and then the other part. There's a big vikuach, what does mean Eivah? The real frum people, Eivah, they wipe it after every Eivah. The regular Eivah, you just put your hand, you go out, you put the other hand, yeah, the shower's not so close, exactly how it happens. Now, if a person is used to going to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, and he never skips the mikveh, he's allowed to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. Again, if it's a hot mikveh and a cold mikveh, he has to go to the cold. If he can't go to the cold, he can go to the pleasant one. But he cannot go to the hot mikveh. Because this is a chitzah shel tainug. Again, into the mikveh, in and out. Anyway, signs the whole time, in and out. Yeah? But this week, it's for sure, to sit in the mikveh and to shmuz Erev Shabbos is more for the aveir. It's more from Aveir.
The shower and it's not a sit over people?
The Shabbos says if every time you take a hot one, you're allowed to take a hot one for Shabbos. Now, there's a big vikuach, the mikveh that I go of Shabbos. I'm a makel, but tell you what time I come to the mikveh. That'll tell you the truth. There's a big shower like this. Inside, take a shower before you go into the mikveh. If not, especially if you machmer the whole week of 9 days, yeah? So, there, Rav Shlomo Zalman told me a couple of times, this is Nagat to the Tzibur, it's no Shachis to Tainuk. You have to clean yourself. Sometimes you come and you see that everyone before you do is not machmer than it, yeah? So then it's no idea to be machmer. Now, the Frum people do not take a shower after the mikveh. All the Frum people don't take showers after the mikveh. I have a couple of letters from Chaim Kanievsky, because Chazal v'Goyza, you know, Tvilas Mitzvah, the Isha has to go to a mikveh. So the halacha is, you're not allowed, Mishibon Abis HaMikdash, or go to mikvahs, you're not allowed to take a shower after you go to the mikveh. It's a Gemara and Gittin. There were Goyza, it's a little bit more, there were Goyza, that if you go to the take a shower after a mikveh, you have to go to the mikveh again. Why? Because in that day, the mikvahs were very dirty. They went to Mayon, Ve'ora. So people, when they went out of the mikveh, the first thing you had to rinse yourself. Yeah, you stink. It was terrible. So there's a gzeira that people will start to think that the real mikveh is the shower. Because remember, every time after the mikveh, everyone goes to the shower. Yeah? Take a nap from prison, bring him to the mikveh. We'll see three bairas and hundreds of showers. Some of the showers is the main part, yeah? So Chazal was scared that people would forget that the mikveh is the main part. So there were goyzo that if you take a shower, you're not yetzer tefillah. So maybe some people are makbid, He asked the Talmud, the Katchila, to be makbid on it. Not to take a shower after the mikveh. Now, the people that I make will hold that this gzeira was only in a mikveh for the gzeira, the rabbonon was not that a pshat, that every mikveh that has a shower after it is not a mikveh. And tvilas mitzveh, Abraham tvilas keri, and the tvilas arav Shabbos, these tvilas that are only lechumra velemaila, so light of the ikar alocha, that the mikveh and the shower doesn't disturb. So you have to know if the water is very dirty and you machmir, you have to know if you yaitzach man, you machmir on tzmikveh, but the mice you come to Shabbos very dirty. So then you have to take a shower again after it. Now, but because we came to Gabi the shower before, so you have to know if it's a akpodet and the mokrim, you have to shuzam said again in the same longness, it's not rechitzas timing. I had a shayla in the Moshe. So there's a lot of couple camps that started down in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the camps, so they called me up yesterday, they made a trip, Chevron, Moros, Machpele, you know, 9-day trip. But the mice in the middle of the day was a slant that, you know, they needed to make it a little bit. So the guy that's in charge of the tours in the camp gave an idea that they would go as a chvez somewhere. The mice said they have to walk in water. So that was not a trip, Shasadchak. Who said you're not allowed to do trips in 9 days? That is not to say that. Shachnoch said you're not allowed to take a trip in Tisha B'Av. All the 3 weeks we don't do trips. But the Isur Tiul, Me'ikar Aloch, is only in Tisha B'Av. Also the time in Tisha B'Av, Achet Zorayim. So he asked me if they're allowed. So I said, are you asking us a trip? The whole camp, I don't know what it is. Yeah. So you're not asking us a trip. He said, no, that's water. You're allowed or not? So I asked if the water is clean or not. He said, not at all. He said, you're allowed. There's no din that you're not allowed to step on water. The water is dirty, there's no shachet or chitzas tainu. Now I'm going to swim. It's a path, you walk, yeah? I'm going to swim in it. What? What? But that is not rechitza. Chazal didn't ask it to be gishmak. Chazal not trying to make our life miserable. People have a big mistake. It's not Indian to be miserable. The Indian is Chazal asked the timing of rechitza. This is not called a ma'aser rechitza. That next year, I want the camp, you know, to try to find different trips. I was mad to b'shasat chak. I didn't have it to me answer it.
That but it's cold, but it's clean.
So I was mistena misupik. And I don't have a choy. If you're allowed to, or maybe it's not called rechitza. They're going with clothes, with everything, and it's not called it's not called rechitza. They're enjoying it. Is aloch you're not allowed to go? I don't even move that. State in aloch and yom kippur. If you want to mekabel bnei rabo, you're allowed to go inside the water.
Because he's stuck, there's nowhere to go.
Not because he's no stuck. You want to go to accept your rabbi, right? So what is that? That's not called a ma'aser rechitza.
But
it's not called a rechitza. The Moshe, the Kohanim are allowed to wash their hands in Tisha and Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's called a rechitza. It's avodah. The same method that we said for the Americans to take a shower is a ghetto. The gather was Isur Rechitza. This is the trip. I said, I was matter. Could be, I'm saying, I was matter because the water was dirty. But it could be, if the water would not be dirty, it could be we couldn't find the man. I said, well, Lemaisa, it's Bekubel not to go to water, not to go to swim. So I said, for the next years that the camp will not do it, you know, kids, young kids come from America, that's the slow. I'm thinking that's the slow, you go swimming 9 days. So yeah, you don't go to water. People know you don't go to water. For the same reason that they had cancer called to ask. So, but even Kavu had to know, but Beika did I think it's mutter. What?
Swimming in the ocean would be butter?
No. Swimming is rechitza. But it's rechitza. You're going to swim in the water. You're going to nelif in that water. Rechitza doesn't have to be that you become out clean. You're going to enjoy to be swimming in water. They're not swimming in water. No, rechitza in the Yamagodl is called rechitza.
No other way to walk?
This is the whole path. You go in a cave, like Ir David.
If there was two ways to walk, I don't think they would choose that way either,
because
it's more
geschmack. More geschmack, because it's more, how you call it, exciting.
No,
so. No, not because it's water, but it's not, they didn't go swimming. They went marching, wet marching. Oh, this is the way it's called. So again, I'm assuming, I'm telling you, I didn't have what to ask. My Rebbe was Nifter, and the Baal, I don't have a Rebbe, so I didn't have what to ask. So, I don't know. I'm saying. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Can you swim in dirty water?
What?
Can you swim in dirty water?
Again, if you're going to swim, so you're going, this is your Rechitza.
Dirty water.
Again, if it's called Rechitza, it's also awesome. If it's dirty water or clean water. But if it's not, why am I allowed to go into the mikveh? Even the people that told you're not allowed to roich it every Erev Shabbos. Because it's tefillah, it's not called reitzah. Even the Kohen Gadol went into the mikveh. Yeah? Zitzah, achil, achitzah. He was not mevatel Yom Kippur when he went in and he was tevil in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. Now, as a halacha, you're not allowed to eat basar and yayin all the 9 days for the Sfadim Shavuah Shechal Boi. So first you have to know, when you go to restaurants, especially the choshuva restaurants, especially the ones that have a weaker hashgacha and better food, a lot of time when you order salmon or white fish, they do it with wine. People don't understand. A lot of these choshuva restaurants, I would say over 50%, I checked into it, the choshuva fishes that you order are made with wine. So, if you feel the taste of the wine, for sure it's us. If it says that it's made from wine, Shem Zaman also says, the derech klal is not bottled b'shishim because it's meant to give a time. Again, if you have a suffix, a b'yashiv holds you allowed to eat. It's not like ma'acholes asuas. Because b'yashiv says, b'ikar adin, some hold that even if you have the taste of the wine, it's mutter. We pass not like that. Why? It's not, they didn't make it ma'acholes asuas. The motion. You're allowed to eat falafel that was cooked in a fleishik amir, in a fleishik apat. Even that the b'niyoyma is called fleishiks, but you're allowed to eat it. Because it's not deemed that basar is also. Basar and yayin is a tainuk. So Chazal asked the tainuk of basar and yayin. This is what Chazal asked her today. The tainuk of basar and yayin. Zogt, Moshter, Buch, and all these things. Be'etzem, a fish with wine is not called, I'm drinking wine. Chayav anu l'besume, it's not called l'besume. Chazal didn't answer tam boso tam yai. The ma'isa da aloha is you're not allowed to. Potatoes that were cooked with chicken, you're not allowed to eat the potatoes. Rice that was cooked with chicken, you're not allowed to eat it. If it was baked in the same oven together, it's a shayla. Because you have to really go to the alochas of the oven. How stark? My son called me today. His chalas were baked for Shabbos and the flesh you call it. Not to say there's different reasons, but yes, he's allowed to eat it now. So I said, for him not, for the kids under my mitzvah, yes. Because again, potatoes that were cooked with chicken, you know, the chicken potatoes, you're not allowed to eat the potatoes. Soup that has chicken, you're not allowed to eat the soup, even if you take out the chicken. That's shade clothes and poiski. And the oven is a machlekes if it's called reichem mils or not. Because ba'etzim is not really swallowing one from each other. It's only in the same oven. But again, so the Maaser Rabbi Yashiv holds, if you have a suffix in the restaurant, you're allowed to eat. I don't know if going into the restaurant and not asking is called suffix. When you did already, you could never feel bad. But when you go to a restaurant, if, to ask. Suda Shabbos that was Mamshich L'Motzi Shabbos, Rabbi Yashiv, and Bepashas Mishtubura holds in Tov Kuf Mun Aleph, you're allowed to eat fleishiks, even if the Shalosh Shudas goes into Motzi Shabbos. The Shmiras Shabbos has a tzad to read the Mishneh Berurah different. That the Mishneh Berurah was talking on a Suda Shabbos that you're holding by day, and everyone already benched, and they started to daven Ma'ariv, and at that the Mishneh Berurah said that you're allowed to carry on eating. But if it's already night, you're not allowed to. But the Pashas of Mishneh Berurah and the way Rabbi Yashiv learns, you're allowed to eat Shalosh Shudas that overlaps the Motzi Shabbos, you're allowed to eat.
What if a normal week you never eat Shabbos?
Doesn't make a difference. Mishneh Berurah says because you're saying Ratzei, so it ties you in back. Havdalah. So here Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Be'etzem went and was Cholek in Shulchan Aruch. And the people that are the old-fashioned people, all of them really give little kids to drink the wine. Everyone in Eretz Yisrael that listens to Rosh Hashanah, you do have Avdala yourself, you don't look for kids, because Sol Halacha doesn't exist anymore. Now, why Rav Shlomo Zalman said that this Halacha doesn't exist? Rabbi Yasha says it exists. Most of the Klal Yisrael look for a kid. It's like the only week that the kids feel very good is because Rav Shlomo Zalman came with a title like this. You make Beirut Priya Gofen, then you give it to a kid. So Baruch Levatoleh. The Teretz says, you can't stop find a kid. You have to find a kid, Shigia Lechinuch. If Shigia Lechinuch, why he doesn't have to keep the halachas? Zog Mishabuah, no. He Gia Lechinuch, if he'll his brochas, but he's not Gia Lechinuch, he's Amel on Yerushalayim. Because not a lot of people, even when they bar mitzvah, they didn't give a lechinuch l'Yisabel Yerushalayim. And it's very hard to understand what is l'Yisabel Yerushalayim. Because b'etzem, no one of us understands what is l'Yisabel Yerushalayim. So the age that a kid could understand l'Yisabel Yerushalayim, it's very late. So Rabbi Yashi says, you have to find a kid that is yigia lechinuch, v'lo yigia lechinuch l'Yisabel Yerushalayim. So you're not machshir him. So Rabbi Shemazama, he never knows what is the right age. It's better to be samech on the shittas that you can make very bad goffin yourself on kashir brocha. Especially, he says, if you take grape juice, that me grabbing grape juice is not also. Avada, we machmen. And Rav Shlomo Zalman himself didn't use kids. Rabbi Eliashi says, I hold that if I would have a kid 12 years old, I would also give it to the kid. Even if it's a girl, chibuch, and v'yisabel, it's better for my adult. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, this is for sure not. We have as a meaning we give kids. What kind of chinuch is it? Why it's a chinuch? We give a kid in Yom Kippur because he doesn't have to fast, so we give him the kois. It doesn't make sense, yeah? He's a gil chinuch, but there's no deal in temechanach for tainis. It's a meaning tritanis, I'm sure Zahra was yom, meaning nishna, meaning yeah, people do it, but there's no deal be'etzem chinuch. Chazal will not give a chinuch on tainis because kids could die. So they will not give a chinuch on tainis. So very good, so you give the kais to the kid. If you have a bris mila in Yom Kippur, that makes sense. You give it to the yaledes. But here the kid is mechuyavim like you. And not only that, you also the rabbanon. So the rabbanon. Trei the rabbanon. Chai the rabbanon. This is the svar from Shem Zahm. So again, as the halacha of Shem Zahm said, in that times they knew exactly to define the kid she gia lechinuch brochas or the gia lechinuch aveles. He says, I don't know. I don't know what is gia lechinuch brochas or the chvetish was gia lechinuch aveles. I don't know. So may I understand the chadikar halacha. So lemaise, if you ask a person that has such a minig in his house to carry on the minig, I'm not saying to change. But to try to find that the kid is taki, for sure to be makbid sheyegia lechinuch brochas. A lot of people take a kid 3 years old, 4 years old, and they give him, it's poshto brochal vatorah. The kid has to be egia lechinuch.
Sixty-nine, but
everything you say, state 69. Then it comes in our days, the kids, don't know, so Nayado. So Peter, you have very Rachmanis speaking Ardo. Yeah? I don't know, they say the kids today, they don't know. Yeah? It's not saying the kids today are much smarter than the old days. And a lot of things, they were for sure. Today, a kid knows the taste. No, they're very developed. The Chadorim are very ahead. So it's hard to know. Again, but if you have a meaning, to be makbid, at least that the kid will not be a little. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, this is klal, and I saw also a letter from Chaim Ganievsky, that you don't have to knock on the door by someone else. You don't have dollar and start to look for a kid. There's no kid, you make a dollar and father. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, the best thing is if you could take grape juice instead of wine, and then to cut your nails, to cover Shabbos, the kula al me allowed. Now, we'll start to touch a little bit of the halachas of Tisha B'Av. As the halacha from after Chatzos and of Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do a trip. I'm not going to, there's a big argument in Yerushalayim if to go to the Kaisel, it's called a trip or not. A lot of people don't know what to do Tisha B'Av afternoon and they go to the Kaisel. Avada is the right place to go to Yisabel or Yerushalayim. But if you do it like a trip, you have to know if it's Oizgehal. Let's come in is go yourself, not to talk, not to schmooze. But if you, when people go today to the Kaisel, it's like town, That for sure is awesome. Now, the minig is not to learn from Chatzos and Erev Shabbos only with Dvorim Amutorim. Erev Tishbov, only Dvorim Amutorim. From the Zaman holds that in Erev Tishbov, Dvorim Amutorim, you're allowed to learn Be'il. But the Ikar meaning is that we don't learn only Dvorim Amutorim, like here, the Galatas and Masech Tekhiti and Masech Sanhedrin. Now, we don't say Tachnun in Erev Tishbov, afternoon, Nidin Erev Yontef. It says, Koro Olay Moyed Lishbor Bachurai. Now, as a very choshev halacha, you're not allowed to eat bosor v'yayin besudah mafzekes achar chatzos midine. One minute. Anyway, you don't eat. But I've come in to marshal sick people in the hospital. The halacha is they're allowed to eat. If you go to the hospitals, they serve fleishik and meals. They got the two in your life, the wife's in the hospital. I'm not allowed to. Erev Tisha B'Av, after chatzos and sudah mafzekes, you have to be makpid not to eat bosor and yayin. Even in fish, we machmir. Herring, some people are making. Now, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat two tafshilim in sudah mafzekes. What is two tafshilim? It could be, l'moshel, chicken and potato is called two tafshilim. Rice and chicken is called two tafshilim. Chicken, anyway, you can eat, yeah? Rice and nuts that they put inside the rice is not called two tafshilim. Onion inside the rice. Now, the minig is that we do one suda before mincha after chatzos. And then we have another suda after mincha. Then the first suda we do koidim mincha, could be even after chatzos. Then we have another meal after mincha. We eat a piece of bread and we dip it in ashes and we take a cold boiled egg and when we dip the bread in the eifer, the Mishnah Berurah, we says that we say Zeu Sudas Tishabov, and you dip it in the ashes and you eat the bread. Now the minig is not to eat this meal with a chabur. Not to sit three people together that you are not mischayev bezimun. Even if you ate it together, you don't do a zimun. So you sit in your room in your dira, you sit on the side, you eat quietly, and you don't talk. Yeshiv bodad v'yidber, Mishnah Berurah says. Sit quietly, there's no schmoozing in that meal. The meaning is to sit on the floor in Sudah Mafzekes, not in a choshev place in the house. But you did not have to take off your shoes. After the Suda, you're allowed to sit on a chair. A pikabola is an Indian where you sit on the floor to put a tissue or a napkin in between you and the floor, not to sit completely on the floor. Mi'ikar adin, after Suda Mafzekes, till Shkia, you're allowed to eat and drink. Lekatchile, the Mishnah Berurah says, to say, I'm not mekav before your bench. I'm not mekabel the tainis till tonight. Even if someone is not going to fast, Shlomo Zalman told me he has to be makpi to do sudah mafzekes and to sit on the floor. It's a lot of time of community, Hashem, you'll be married, sometimes your wives cannot fast, someone is sick. But sudah mafzekes is a different halacha. He's medayged in the goyim, it's no time now to go to the raya. The aside of the diuk is that the Suda Mafzekes is like Suda Savroya when you come back from the Beis HaChaim. And it's called as a Suda Savroya. This is the reason Mishnah Berurah said we say Zui Suda Tishbov. Has a lochus. We eat the egg. Zeichet to the Avelus. So while we have these alochus in this Suda, everyone has to be marked. Now in Tishbov we have Chamisha Inuim. Achila, Shtira, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas Asandal, and Tash Mishabita. The Piske Tshuva says that you're allowed to put the other end that does not have a smell, you're allowed to put it up. Geschirr is two kinds. There's one kind that's like a powder. You spritz, it comes right away, dries up like a powder. That's for sure you're allowed to. Okay, without a smell. Smell is the issue to put on boysen. I have sons that don't have a smell. And the ones that become wet, again, he says it's mutter. Some people say that that is a shtick of more problem. But for sure to get the dry ones is not a problem at all. Now, the minig is not to sit on a bench till chatzos. The minig is not to learn the whole day. The minig is you don't ask b'shlem chaveiroi. We're a makwi not only to say the word shalom, this is for sure usur, even not to say hi. Pass the someone who claimed this. If he asked you, how are you doing? Hello? Good morning? Say, answer, good morning. Because Safa, the Shvacha Safa. Not to smoke. Not going after the shayla of smoking is good or not. This is different shittas. I think in China they hold it's very healthy. I think in America they hold it's not healthy. I don't know the machlekes. But the kule alme in Tisha B'av you're not allowed to smoke. The Mishnah Berurah says for sure not berabim and for sure not koedim chatzos. Someone is my mishaynis. The Mishnah Berurah speaks maybe after chatzos beyochid. But berabim the Mishnah Berurah says mizroy leladoisoy. He's not allowed to do melocha. Some say to write a check, maybe you're allowed to, or to misasik on a melocha, you're not allowed to. To give presents in Tisha B'av, you're not allowed to. Now, if someone is going in a bus, you're allowed to sit down or not. So it's a machlekes. Someone sits on a bus, if he's allowed to sit down or not. Some say you're allowed to. They didn't answer it. Shemazaman holds the kapchila to stand in a bus, but he says a lot of times if you're standing, it's sneezdiga issues, and this achim, you're blocking the way, so then you could sit. But if there's no reason, on a motion on the train, to stay standing. That's the achim Shemazaman. Again, some are meikil. And nevertheless, Shmuel Zalman says you do not have to try the thing twice. You're allowed to take a taxi in a car, and you're allowed to sit there. It's not called that you're sitting on a chair, because this is the way you go there. Shaking in a bus in a training field is a Muslim of standing and is a Muslim of sitting. Now, there's another halacha to know: Motzei Tisha B'Av, because Beis Hamikdash was burned. Also in Asiri Be'ov, not only B'Tshi Be'ov. So the minig is that brings down the minig that we don't eat basal and we don't drink wine. Af Belel Yudalef. Belel Yud. Motzi Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat wine, to eat meat, you're not allowed to drink Motzi Tisha B'Av. ומגח מן הכושר של לאכול בוסר וזיין בליל הסירי ויועם הסירי. So the lesson of the Chaber is not to eat meat and not to drink wine, even a siri באות. ויש מחמירים עד חצוי סיועים ולא יועסים. This is our minig till חצוי. זוקת דמיים נעמוד חי. והוא הדין שלו ללחוץ במרחץ ולספר ולחבס עד חצויס. So Mishnah Berurah holds, you're not allowed to take showers, to make laundry, and to take a haircut, till חצויס of the second day. Berurah Halacha brings down that the Mamar Mocha said that stimas ha-mechaber is mashma, only wine and basal, and not these three things. But the ma'aseh, the achroi of the Mishnah Berurah is that in Asiri Ba'av you have to be machmir till chatzos, achile, basar, shtiyas yayin, shower. Now, again, Americans, then it's very hard for them. They have the same kulas that they have during the 9 days, they have from the in the night and the day. The same kulas. Even if someone wanted to be machmer and say that this is a different halacha completely, it's mipnei choymo from Tisha B'Av. But the ma'aseh, this is the halacha. I just want to finish with one thing. Abdenezel speaks out, Tisha B'Av shechalu is b'Shabbos. So it's pushed to Sunday. Someone that became bar mitzvah Sunday has the fast. What is chiyus? It's tashlumi for Shabbos, and he was a kohen. Or no, the fast now is in Asur B'Tev, Asir B'Av. And he says, Tony Machlekes Rashba and Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba holds that when it's chal b'Shabbos, it's pushed off, and in Shabbos you're allowed to do everything, afilu dvorim shebetzina. Vashayken, Shulchan Aruch, shnei dvorim shebetzina also. So ba'etzem it's in Shabbos. He says, what is the two tzedodim? He says, Shivoso b'tamas l'moshe, it's chal b'Shabbos, for sure the day is Shabbos. It's only tashlumi. But here, Be'etzem, Asiri is also Yom Srevas Beis Mikdashim. Which is, you can't fast in 2 days. So Chazal said to fast in Tisha B'Av instead of Asiri. But when they can fast in Tisha B'Av, they left it at Ikar Adin. Mele Hidah Avinezer has a tzad with the Asar Ashbo, that the kid will have to fast in Ikar Adin. If it's Tashlumim, it will not be Mechuyim to fast.
Thank you, dear Chazal.